From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. A divided Juneau Assembly passed a controversial anti-camping ordinance to ban homeless people from sleeping near downtown businesses last night. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
In the end, the controversial ordinance passed by a single vote. It allows police to cite anyone sleeping on private property in the downtown core between midnight and 7 a.m. Many downtown merchants have complained to people using shuttered storefronts to shelter from the cold. Those concerns were heard by Assembly members Debbie White and Jerry Nan Curvis.
This isn't about the people on the sidewalk. This isn't about people in Marine Park. This is about people who have invested in our downtown community, who employ our neighbors.
We are trying to reinforce, at least in my mind, that I believe people have private property rights. And just because you're homeless doesn't supersede somebody else's private property rights.
Juneau Police Chief Bryce Johnson says the ordinance would be a tool
which would give us the option of either writing a ticket or taking someone to a jail for disorderly conduct.
It takes effect in mid-April when the city-run Thane Campground reopens.
That was KTOO's Jacob Resnick reporting. The ordinance passed in a 5-4 vote. Supporters were Mayor Ken Kelch, Jerry Nan Curvis, Debbie White, Mary Becker, and Beth Weldon. Opposed were Norton Gregory, Jesse Keel, Lauren Jones, and Maria Gladyszewski. Under a proposed statewide income tax bill in the Capitol, Alaskans would have a choice when they apply for their annual permanent fund dividend, whether or not to set aside money to pay for next year's state income tax liability. Employers could deduct state income tax payments from workers' paychecks, but if workers prefer to pay with permanent fund dividends, they could ask their employers to deduct less money each pay period. Alaskans who pay income taxes to other states would receive a credit to reduce their Alaska taxes. Some Minority Caucus Republicans expressed displeasure with the bill's details in Senate Finance Committee meeting yesterday. North Pole Representative Tammy Wilson told a Department of Revenue official it will be difficult for spouses who file their federal tax returns jointly but who pay state income taxes in different states.
First of all what you just said is a nightmare. I've done that with states before. And when you're trying to figure out who to credit whom, it's luckily they have H&R Block online.
There could be two main new taxes passed this year. The income tax would be a 15% of federal liability. A couple with two children and $150,000 in gross income would pay about $20,000 in federal income tax after deductions and $3,000 in state taxes. And a separate 10% tax would be applied on all capital gains, such as the sale of stocks and bonds. Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Guerra says residents should be clear that the income tax rate under the bill isn't applied on their overall income.
15% of a 25% federal tax is a 3.75% tax. I just don't want anybody walking around saying this bill is imposing a 15% tax when it's not.
That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom.